Stephanie?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Susie?
Here.
Arlene? Rhea?
Here.
Jackie?
Here. We have a quorum. Others in attendance. Here in the API boardroom, we have...
Mike, Superintendent, Cypher.
I can't see if there's reform now. It is them to name them, but...
Yeah, whatever site is pulled up.
Elmstar, Animal Deck, Smallwood, Paul Barker, and Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, and Brunel. Oh, Morgan Rock.
We're not going to be able to hear them.
I know.
Should they call in?
Could they mute their camera and call into the teleconference so we can hear them?
Can you guys mute your camera and call into the teleconference?
Can we get a speaker on that, Kurt? Or do we have one?
I don't know.
Is there anyone in King Cove in attendance?
They asked me about the conference, so I don't see anyone there.
Falstaff?
No.
Accutan?
No, I don't know.
Okay, moving to the approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda with the amendment of changing new business A to senior trip and adding new business B, legislative fly-in essay contest open November 3rd to December 14th. At noon, it will close.
I second. We have a motion to approve the agenda by Hillary, adding the changing A to senior trip proposals and adding legislative fly-in contest November 3rd to the 14th of December. November 3rd to the 14th of December, seconded by Tiffany. Roll call.
Rhea?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Moving to oath of office, swearing in the elected board members.
You showed me before you left.
Huh?
You had to
pull it
up.
Yeah.
Well, we can pull it up.
Okay.
Can we do these one at a time? Or?
Okay, repeat after me. Stand. I, say your name.
I, Arlene.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially discharge my duties. As a school board member to the best of my ability. It's easier if you could read it while you're looking at it.
We'll sign the paper later.
Okay. So moving on to the selection of the board officer positions. A, opening nominations for board president.
I'd like to nominate Tiffany Jackson
for board president.
Okay, hearing any other nominations? So we close the nominations for board president.
Yes, the board if anyone wants.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Next, we're going to move on to opening of nominations for vice president. The floor is open for nominations for vice president. I'd like to nominate Jackie. Jackie has been nominated. Do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, nominations are closed. Congratulations, Jackie.
Thank you.
Next, we have opening of nominations for Board Secretary Treasurer. Nominations are open.
I'd like to nominate Hillary Smith.
Hillary has been nominated. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Hillary accepted. Is there any other nominations? Seeing none, nominations are closed. Congratulations, Hillary. Moving on the agenda, we have approval of the minutes for September 27th, 2018. What are the wishes of the board? I'll second. It has been moved by Brenda and seconded by Hillary to approve the minutes from September 27th, 2018. As presented, is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, since we are all in the room, is there any opposition to approving the minutes as presented? Seeing none, there is no opposition, motion carries, the minutes are approved. Next, we have recognitions and presentations. We have the 2018 Youth Leadership Institute Essay Contest. And I believe we have students in Sandpoint presenting, correct?
No, that's for OSOG.
Oh, that's OSOG.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Youth Leadership Institute. This is for the students that are traveling in today for the Youth Leadership Institute. We had a number of students that applied. I'm going to list their names, and thank you to all the students who applied. Brittany Gardner from Sandpoint, Elena Mack, Jalea Duarte, Rayetta Kazakin, Zachary Kazakin, Jason Duarte, Leilani Brandel, Amriel Jerusalem, Sadie Newton, Brian Eichley, Charlene Brandel, Elia Lind, Glenn Babcock, and Braden Brandel from King Cove, and Alexia Holmberg from Sandpoint. The students who were selected by the board to attend and traveling in today are Sadie Newton, Amriel Jerusalem, and Elena Mack was selected, although I believe she declined, and Charlene Brandel is attending as an alternate. So congratulations to all those students.
Celia.
Thank you. Next, we have public comment. Do we have anyone online in King Cove? Still seeing none. How about Akaten? None. False pass. None. Sound point. I'm not hearing any.
Did you have, was that time for public comments and standpoint?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then none at this point.
Okay, thank you, standpoint. Any public comment in Anchorage? Any on the phone? Okay. Moving on. Now we have the students in standpoint with the Alaska Association of Student Government report. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much for letting me go on this off-talk trip to Skagway. My name is Chancellor Griffiths. I'm in standpoint. Thank you so much for letting me go on this off-talk trip to Skagway. The most important part that I learned was about the resolution. I thought that the ways that we solved the resolutions were fascinating. I learned how solving a resolution worked with a large amount of people, and it even gave me the chance to speak in front of hundreds of other students, which was outstanding. Some of the resolutions that were talked about may be able to help me address the problems that my school has in the future. I had a lot of fun while I was there, and I got to see other students' positions on different problems that schools had. I had a great time, and I'm glad I went. Thank you so much for letting me go, and I can't wait to go again.
Hi, I'm Logan Thompson here. First of all, I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity to attend the Alaska Association of Student Government. This conference was an astounding event for the students who want to make a difference in their state. We talked about some fascinating topics and issues, such as ballot measure one or the banning of plastic straws in Alaska. The conference demonstrated how resolutions are formatted and passed in front of an assembly. We even got to explore the town of Skagway. The town has a rich history and unique background. We toured the city and learned about their history. This event was an amazing trip, and I hope to attend it again in the future. Thank you to the board members and staff who made this trip possible.
Thank you, Chance and Logan. Are there any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none. Fine job, young men. Sounds like you represented us well. Moving on the agenda, we have board reports. National School Boards Association. I just attended the winter meeting for the National School Boards Association in Santa Rosa, and a couple weeks before that, I attended the Pacific Region meeting for the Pacific States. Pacific Region has elected Steve Chapman to be chair-elect. Our own Pete Hepner from Alaska is the current chair for the Pacific Region. We're discussing resolutions. We're not proposing any resolutions to the National School Board Association from the region at this time, but maybe proposing resolutions next year, but those haven't come to fruition yet. As far as the National School Boards Association winter meeting, it was a pretty spectacular showing of the Santa Rosa School District in California and some of the programs that they're doing. I've shared a little bit of information with the superintendent about their agriculture program, where they are raising animals. They have rabbits, hogs, other animals. They have a full orchard and vineyard where they're involved with everything from planting up through harvesting, and we got to see some of their charter schools for arts and language immersion, some things that I think if we ever get further with our indigenous language, I would love to see us do maybe some classes like that, but I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done before that. Just little technical things. The Santa Rosa School District, instead of using projectors, they said they costed it out, and it was actually cheaper for them after they factored in maintenance and replacement parts for bulbs and whatnot. They actually went with large flat screen TVs. They found it was easier for them to use. They also instituted in all of their schools digital clocks with running LEDs and flashing light systems. So all of their classrooms, they have the time, but they could also have different alert systems, like if there was an intruder or a lockdown or anything, the principal can, or any teacher from in the building could trigger that system, and it's silent, or like it's a light thing for hearing impaired. They have a running LED message thing, so if there's like, hey, there's a tsunami warning or something that, or intruder alert, whatever, that all the classrooms would be informed at the same time. So just a couple of cool things from there. The annual conference for NSBA is in Philadelphia next year, and I do believe Alaska will be running a candidate for the American Indian Alaska Native Council presidency, and I believe that will be Mike Swain. So if anybody's there, we are all now members of the council. The business meeting is open to all who attend to vote. And that's all I have for NSBA, unless anybody else has any questions. Seeing none, I will move on to the superintendent's report. Mr. Seifert, the floor is yours.
You have my report in your packet. A couple of things to add. First off, I would like to thank Nikki and Glenn for their service on the board. Being a board member sometimes can be a thankless job, and so I have a lot of admiration for anybody that doesn't. So thank you, you guys, and to those former members as well. As I say, you have my report in the packet. Just a couple things to add. After talking with the borough mayor as well as Dave Osterbach, we're going to be sending two kids from the district to the Board of Fish meeting. They're going to work with Ernie Weiss on writing up a little speech. And the reasoning behind that is speech from a kid resonates better than an adult. So it's going to be Edmund from Sandpoint, and I'd like to send a female from King Cove, and I've got a couple of kids in mind for that. So when I'm there for volleyball next weekend, I will corral a kid. And do you have any questions for me?
I'd like to tell you you're doing a good job. One of the things I guess we need to improve on is telling people that you're doing a good job, and I thought that we did that. I would tell you you're doing a fine job, and I appreciate it. So again, thank you.
I don't get too many of those phone calls at the office. Usually a problem when I get a phone call, but anyway, so I appreciate that very much.
I called you this summer, so thank you.
You did.
Any more comments or questions for Mr. Seifert? Moving on to district correspondence. Is there any district correspondence anyone would like to pull for discussion? If not, we will call Mr. Nielsen to the table for the business managers or the financial report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Piper. You have my report in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions for Mr. Nielsen?
I just would like to tell you I'm happy you're back and it looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're all happy you're back, Dave.
I'm happy to be back.
I did have a couple questions. On page 6, our state revenue is negative $67,000, and I was curious why. There's special revenue fund.
That's because it's actually the way that the spreadsheet presented, the negative is a revenue, so it shows up as a negative. So that's the amount that the state has committed for the special revenue fund people transportation.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Nielsen? I have one more, if nobody else did. On page 21, when we're looking at the King Cove food budget, did they order a year's worth of food or a substantial amount? Okay.
Yes, they're, they've pretty much well fully stocked. I think they're, for Taco Days, I talked to Gary about this last week, when, or about 2 weeks ago when Dave brought this to my attention. They're having to get lettuce and stuff for Taco Days, and but yeah, almost everything's purchased for the year.
Okay, I was just verifying that that was the case. Yep. Are there any more questions or comments for Mr. Nielsen? Entertain a motion to approve the financial report. Second. It's been moved by Brenda and seconded by Hillary to approve the financial report. Is there any further discussion? As it's financial, can we have a roll call, please?
Rhea?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. 7 yes, 0 no. The motion carries. The financial report is approved. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen. Next item on the agenda is department reports. And first we have the activities report. Mr. Barker, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. The school board has my report in hand. Just a few things I would like to update since the writing of my report. Right now, the King Cove volleyball team is currently landing in Unalaska for 2A competition to prepare them for an anticipated state berth. They'll be facing Unalaska, Sioux Valley, Selawik out there, so that will give them some intense competition. That will be their last competition before regionals, which is set to begin in King Cove on November 14th. I've been working in close collaboration with Gary to make sure that that goes smoothly over there to begin on the 14th. For wrestling, I wrote up my report that I was trying to get Paula Singley, the athletic director up in Bristol Bay, to sponsor a few dual meets up there for our wrestlers, for our Aleutians East wrestlers. Unfortunately, they weren't able to raise the funds, so we're not going to be able to send our wrestlers up to Bristol Bay for that competition. So this competition that's being hosted in King Cove this weekend with the backhauls from Unalaska will be their last competition before regionals on December 7th and 8th, which is taking place in Dillingham. It was unfortunate that they couldn't pull the funds together to send those wrestlers up there. That was it for wrestling. There is wrestling taking place in King Cove right now. Theo flew over our Sandpoint wrestlers to no cost, and then backhauling the Unalaska wrestlers over to King Cove so they can have some competition there to zero extra cost to the school district. Moving on to basketball, there's just one update to the report that you have on hand, and that's after speaking to Mr. Seifert about the possibility of having a coaches clinic sponsored here in Sandpoint. I reached out to a good friend of mine, Coach Craig Jung, who's a 40-year coach out of Kenai Central High School. Four Alaska State titles, ranging from 1A all the way to 4A, seen as a respected Alaska coaching legend here in the state, has agreed to come out here for actually zero cost. I spoke to Mike last week, and he was going to charge us about $200 to run a 2-day clinic for our new coaches, but he said he would do it for free. So all we have to do is fly him out here and keep him here. I'm going to have him come out here on December 1st and the 2nd. I've already spoken to Gary in King Cove. I want to bring over Shadow Brock, the boys' head coach, Fannie Jo Newton, the assistant girls' coach, and Shell Max, the assistant boys' coach, and also invite any other new coaches here in Sandpoint, including myself, to attend this clinic from Mr. Jung. So that will occur on Saturday, December 1st. We'll fly Mr. Jung in. He'll do a afternoon clinic, evening clinic on the evening of the 1st, and then a full-day clinic on the 2nd, and then we'll fly him home and everyone else home Sunday with Theo, and fly him home on Penn Air on Monday. So I'm very excited about that. It's just going to help with our new coaches to become more organized and practice and set some reasonable goals to create a winning atmosphere for our team. Other than that, nothing else to report other than what's in my board report. Thank you for your time. Unless there are any
questions. Are there any comments or questions for Mr. Barker?
Did a good job so far, Mr. Barker.
Did a really good job.
Thank you, Mr. Barker. Next, we have the special education report with Dr. Seifert.
You have my report. I did want to take this opportunity just to reiterate my comments about special ed teachers who just went through our five-year monitoring compliance. I just want to give some very deserving praise to our special ed department. Our teachers across the board are doing a phenomenal job, from our paraprofessionals and the services being provided, our related services people, our teachers. They are all doing a stellar job and deserve a high level of praise from the district.
Are there any comments or questions for Dr. Seifert? Briette?
Do our instructional, the aides for the department, do they get any kind of formal training or staff development time to help them with their job? They come to the in-service at the beginning of the year, so they get training directly from me, and then they get ongoing training from related specialists when they come in, school psychologists, and then also the SED teachers at that site, depending on the needs of the kids and what services they're providing, whether they're doing pull-out services in the bedrooms or pushing services in the classroom. And then they also do 6 hours every year of the e-learning modules through the state, and so they have to do that every year, too. And they usually complete those within the first 4 weeks of school.
Are there any further comments or questions for Dr. Seifert? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Next we have Technology Director, Mr. Feldbauer. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President and Board. You have my current report. I have just a little bit of updates to it. We did receive the servers that were ordered right before I left, so they're not set up yet, but they are in standpoint now. So I'm moving along on that one. And the only other yesterday I had a meeting with the Valerie Oliver, who's with the E-rate program with State Alaska, and we actually found that there is a bunch of funding that's in there that hasn't been claimed yet, that's alongside your funding. So I've spoken to Dave about that, and we'll move forward with doing some hardware refreshing with that with those funds.
Comments or questions for Mr. Feldbauer?
Thank you.
I have two questions. One, so when you refer to the ticketing system, is that just, what is that? Is that for email?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is create an email address, which is help@aebsd.org, and that will automatically generate based on your email address that you're emailing in. So I can limit it to whether or not it's an internal email address or external, whichever, and then we can take that information and generate a ticket and automatically give you a ticket number so we can track and monitor those. And we do have a system that was purchased with funding from last year. So I had just gotten that in, and I was waiting for the hardware, which is now. So we should be getting that going soon. So then that way we can generate tickets and be able to track and report on problems and issues.
Okay. And then my second question was, when you talk about the online registration process, is that the online completing of all the million, like the beginning of the year registration forms, or?
It is, yeah. But that's a long-term goal.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll have that done anytime. Mm-hmm. Obviously not this year, probably with the other things that are going on, but eventually that would be the ultimate goal, is to get that ahead there. I've spoken to, actually it was Luke Miner, who was here before, and they are already doing it, so I'm going to get some more information from him on that as well, how they're doing it, and see if it's the best thing to look for us as well.
I think parents with multiple parents or multiple kids will be very grateful.
Yeah.
Any more comments or questions for Mr. Feldbauer? Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to new business, we have the senior trip proposals. We're going to take them one at a time. In the packet, we have the King Cove senior trip request. Proposed. What was that? Okay. A proposed trip to Los Angeles and San Diego, April 2nd through the 12th, by the class of 2019. 8 students and 2 chaperones. There is an estimated budget of $36,500 with money raised so far of $9,474. Board members have had a chance to review that in the packet. What are the wishes of the board regarding the King Cove request?
Well, I just have a comment. I say if King Cove seniors raise their money and they have their money in their account, I'll say yes to their senior trip.
I'll second.
Second motion.
Mm-hmm. So a motion by Hillary, seconded by Brenda, to approve the request pending successful fundraising of the rest of the amount by the King Cove seniors. Correct. Is there any discussion to the motion?
Do we need a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Hillary.
Yes.
Grant.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
Susie.
Yes.
Jackie.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Tiffany.
Yes. Motion carries, 7 yes, 0 no. The King Cove Senior Trip is approved pending successful fundraising. Next, we have a proposal from the Sandpoint Seniors to travel to Florida and cruise the Eastern Caribbean April 5th through the 27th. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors and 2 chaperones. They're anticipating the total cost being $52,305.30, and money raised so far is $51,000. What are the wishes of the board?
Move to approve once they've raised all their money. Second.
Moved by Brenda, seconded by Rayette to approve pending raising the rest of the funds. Is there any further discussion regarding the motion? Seeing none, roll call.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Sydney?
Yes. The result is 7 yes, 0 no. The motion carries. The Sandpoint trip is approved pending successful fundraising of the rest of the money.
I have one question. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. It also stated in their proposal that the 2019 graduate sent, they also had in the written proposal that they would like their graduation to be on Friday, May the 3rd. And they wanted that brought before the board.
When is the last day of school?
17th. May 17th.
What is there?
Does King Cove have graduation day yet?
We set them the last year. We'd be doing the 9th and 10th. Usually we do it a week ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then?
Usually.
So, but this is what the students are asking for. They're asking for May 3rd, and that's what they wanted to bring for you. And they talked to Hillary, the principal, Sound Point principal, Ms. Seifert.
Could I make one question?
Sure.
Which Michael and I tried to make all the resolutions, we run into a lot of issues that have been back to back. We need to control that we need to hold each other. So I personally don't know how to use this.
I think that's a good idea.
Since we don't have graduation dates on the agenda, would the board be amenable to putting this on the agenda for the next meeting? I mean, because we just haven't, it's not on the agenda. We said we'd handle senior trip requests. Yes.
Actually, I mean, I think that's something that we can just take care of at district office. We did last year.
They wanted a request before.
I understand, but I mean, I've heard requests. I think would be fine because we need a week between graduations this year is what we want to do, so I can make it everywhere. So.
So the request is referred to the superintendent's office.
I guess if that's okay with you, Madam President.
Done.
Okay.
Okay. Going to move on to the school board self-evaluation results. Earlier today, the school board met to review the self-evaluation. There were a number of things that we reviewed that we thought either we were doing well or could do some improvement on. One was communication, so looking at how we can better communicate with our public, talking about meeting our obligations as a board regarding governance. So when we get to a point where we're setting the board goals, we will be using the information that we garnered during our self-evaluation to help shape those board goals, and I would ask that we have that on our agenda for the next meeting. Is there anything else the board members would like to add to the discussion regarding the board self-eval?
The board self-eval, one thing we came up with is we'd like to have a calendar. Your calendar?
Governance calendar?
Yeah.
I have at least a draft of an at-a-glance one that I made, and give to Jackie last week. I think I sent it to everybody last year, but we can add to that one because it has kind of a timeline of what we normally approve during a certain point, so we can build on that one. Great.
And I think, you know, you're talking about board goals, but I think one of the things that came up is people being able to see the agendas and see the board packets, and one of the suggestions, like, rural assembly has the agendas and the board packets for the meeting posted on the website, if we could possibly start doing that sooner than later.
Yeah. We get Iker?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Is there any further comments or questions regarding the board self-eval results? Next, we're going to move on to the Aleutians Grove School District long-range plan. This morning, we also met to review the strategic plan that was developed for 2014 through 2018 and got an update on the various objectives and goals. Just to review for the public, we had a goal to adopt standard district curriculum, a goal to maintain and increase the number of programs and opportunities to meet the needs of pre-K through 12 students, a goal to integrate technology into all facets of our educational program, and a goal to provide a positive, motivating, and secure climate, as well as maximize communication among all stakeholders. So we've accomplished some of the objectives. We have some work to do, and the board has also discussed, since this plan was for 2014 through 2018, starting in the spring to do another strategic planning session for the district, as some of our objectives and the current plan are a little bit obsolete when it comes to technology and whatnot, so we'll be looking at that again in the spring. Is there any further comments, questions from the board regarding the long-range plan that we reviewed this morning? Hearing none, we will move on. The legislative fly-in was added as new business D. In February is the legislative fly-in. Do we have it in the budget for two students? Yes. If we budgeted for two students, send two students to the legislative fly-in as well. Looking at, I would entertain a motion from the board to approve the two students and do a essay contest opening the end of November through noon, December 14th, to choose those students.
I will make a motion to approve two students to attend the legislative line in February and open the contest. Essay contest.
Second. Is that you, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay. So it has been moved by Jackie and seconded by Brenda to approve two students and to open the essay contest the end of November through noon, December 14th. Is there any further discussion regarding the motion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Leah?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. There's seven yes, zero no. The motion carries. Two students have been approved, and the essay contest will open the end of November. Next item of business is personnel and new hires. In our packet, we have two new hires, Brenda Johnson as a part-time instructional aide in Akatan, and Alex Dulian, part-time custodian in False Pass. Is that all?
Yeah, and we had to add that part-time instructional aide in Akatan. We were there 3 weeks ago. That school is chock full of kids, and I think Jean Barber's teaching, I think she's got a kid in every grade. Need some more support. So that's a part-time position that is pretty paramount right now.
What are the wishes of the board?
I make a motion to accept the two new hires.
I'll second.
Moved by Hillary, seconded by Brenda, to accept the two new hires, Brenda Johnson and Alex Julian. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, roll call.
Jackie?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. 7 yes, 0 no. The motion carries. The new hires have been approved. The next item on the agenda is public comment. We'll start. Anchorage, any public comment? Do we have anybody on in Falls Pass yet for public comment? Not seeing any. King Cole, anybody online for public comment? Okay, Falls Pass, or no, we just did Falls Pass. Atkinson? Seeing none. Sandpoint?
Yes, we have public comments in Sandpoint.
Okay, the floor is open.
Well, I'm Denise Novak, my husband Amy Novak. We have a son here, and we are parents of a student with concerns that I would like
to... I'm sorry, can whoever is speaking please get closer to the phone? It's difficult to hear you.
It's difficult to hear you.
There you go.
Okay. So, you have Amy and Denise Novak here. Our son attends Sandpoint, and I'd like to speak with concerns. Sports in this... Sports are all this school has for kids' activities, and having a coach that is suspected of using drugs is...
I'm sorry, I have to end your comment. We can't discuss personnel in a public meeting. If it's a comment regarding personnel, it needs to be directed to the superintendent to be handled appropriately and legally.
Okay. Okay, I have a comment. This is Damon Webeck here. I guess it's a policy. Would we be able to address that, a policy issue of why we're not being able to drug test our new hires or be able to do background checks on them, considering they are going out of city with our children? And
okay, Emma, I'm going to have to stop you because we're referring to people now. If it's a question about policy and sobriety policies, I can have the superintendent follow up with you regarding those policies.
Okay, I just didn't know what avenues that I could take, considering that you're out there at the Alaska Association of School Boards, and then to be able to try to address a policy issue of this that we were having. And it's been this way since I was coach. On the teams and just didn't know the safety of our children. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are addressing policy. We have it scheduled for annual review of sections of our policies, but I have directed the superintendent to follow up with you. And if he has any recommended actions to come to the board, if there's anything left in our policies to remain compliant with Alaska state law and recommended practices.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment?
No other comments here in Sandpoint.
No. Okay, we're going to move on to board comments. Anybody like to make any board comments?
I have one. Funny that you talked about fingerprints because this was something that concerned me. Even before I became a board member, was that your support staff don't have background checks. And we don't know everybody that comes into our community. And I think that it is necessary that anybody who's working with kids should have no less than a fingerprint background check. And that would be like all the employees, not your janitors, your bus drivers, anybody who's working in our
school district should have a background check. A reference check, a background check. Substitute.
Ray had called me about this last week. I called the school attorney. He's going to be sending me over a draft for a policy we can include in the next. Right now we have no policy in place that mandates that. We ask everybody an application if you've been convicted of a felony, but we don't. We're not mandated to do background checks, but we always check references, but not the fingerprint. And I think that's probably a good move.
Okay. So most schools do. I think majority of the schools do. Even as volunteers, only those who were required to go through a background check. Go to our children's classroom.
Well, our volunteer policy said
that. I know, I saw that, and I thought it was interesting that we're saying if you volunteer for more than 10 days, you want a background check, but people who work with them every single day weren't required.
Okay, so the superintendent's going to follow up on that and make recommendations at the next board meeting. Any more board comments?
Yes, something that we discussed earlier. Hopefully we can work together on setting up some type of survey that will survey the graduates in our district and see how they were when they attended college. Did they feel prepared? What was their first year's grade? Did they have to take like a prerequisite math course? That's some of the information that we need to gather. So maybe a public survey to just ask the graduates and the people who went on to college after graduating from our district.
Got it.
One thing that I wanted us to make sure that we try to move forward on is like what Brenda said, go and say thank you. Thank you to Hillary for all the work that she's doing. We have her doing the specialized job. We have her doing the grant writing. We have her doing the principal's job. And, you know, we have so many people in our district that are wearing more than one hat, and we just need to take the time to say thank you. Either send them a certificate, something from the board to show our workers that we appreciate them.
Any comments, Jackie? No. Okay. And I'm good too. So, agenda items.
I have a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brenda, you're hiding behind the chair. I don't see you.
Also, building on what Arlene or what Hillary said, being able to say thank you. I try to say thank you to everybody. Myself, I go to the King Cole School every day. Now, if you're talking about being sent in from the school, I'm there every single day from the school somewhere. So, now I might be different than every year. But the things that we have to do, it's our responsibility to thank them. We thank the parents who come in there and volunteer. We thank our elders who come in there and read stories to the kids and do different things with them. And that's our responsibility. But we also, I think, we've got where we put it on the principals to spotlight the youth in our school. And we do that. We pull a youth picture and write something about them. And you see who is the student you see in the student newsletters. Well, I think that should come from a principal and superintendent calling in a staff member and spotlighting them every month. I think that would be a nice thing to be able to start doing. And so add that on to where we spotlight our youth, maybe spotlight our staff, but also spotlight volunteers. I think, you know, when people see someone thankful that they're there, you'll get more volunteers.
Thanks, Brenda. That's a great comment and something AASB says that everybody, school districts across the state, we need to work on really exemplifying the good things that are happening in public education. So I think your comment's really spot on. Are there any further board comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda items for the next meeting. So right now I have board goals to do superintendent goals at the same time. The superintendent be bringing back the background check policy, working on a governance calendar for the board, the YLA report, Youth Leadership Institute reports from students, board reports regarding AASB. We're probably going to have an update, possible first reading of curriculum. and
museum policies and procedures that concern executive deposition.
Graduation, or no, we're leaving that to you.
Audit, Dave.
Oh, yeah, we should be done with our January, I think. Right?
We didn't meet last year in December. And there's and as much money as we spend on this weekend, unless there's a bunch of business, I think it's probably saves a little bit of money if we just meet in January, but that's up to the board.
We should have our audit by January from the BDO.
I still have the audit on there.
Anything further? If there's anything else that pops up that board members would like to have on the agenda, please let me know, and I will work with Jade and Mr. Seifert. Next, we have executive session. I would entertain a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing the Aleutians Youth Education Association salary schedule proposal?
Proposal.
I make a motion that we enter into executive session.
Dave, I want you to stay.
Okay. I say moved by Susie, seconded by Rayette, to move into executive session for the purpose of discussing the Aleutians Youth Education Association salary schedule proposal. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Motion carries.